He's like, you know, it's great from a tax base. He goes, it's great for a tax base, but he goes, as far as from an employment base, he goes, yeah, it's kind of like McDonald's now with the self-serve kiosk. It's just like you don't get the employment tax or income tax.
Well, I think that is in part because there aren't any employees.
Right. But, I mean, the same data centers, car washes, you know, it's like those quarter car washes.
You want these guys? I think everybody's
speaking of which, I did see over the weekend online that Karen Lemley was defending us.
Yeah, big time.
Yes.
That's on the neighborhood thing. One lady in Crystal Ridge was having absolutely fits about Road Alley. And Karen is saying it's not the trustees. It's been commercial for years. I sat on the BZA board. And if you don't like it, have them move.
So I had to give the township update to the Historical Foundation. Karen Lemley sits on that board. I'm not sure she was there right then, but she came in shortly thereafter. And I gave the history lesson that Chuck gave. Luckily you gave it, I've said.
When it was been commercial?
It's been commercial since 1965, and the rest was zoned in 1995. So Crystal Ridge and Waterside came 30 years after that was industrial. Yeah. That is going to be a big shock to people. And
Eric got me that information, so...
So I passed it along. They were thrilled with the update, and I'm like, thank Chuck.
I had one person call me last week and one person call me today asking what that is over there at that corner.
Yeah, I see the Eric's report. He had six or eight mentions in there.
And both of those people, when I explained it to them, they said, oh, that's great. So not everybody is opposed to it.
We put it in the newsletter. I think that update needs to be bigger all the time, right? Like, here's what's happening in the township. And even if we repeat it, I think that's okay because you pick up different information. We can list all the bed and breakfasts that Dawn's going to allow in the township.
All of them.
Along with her personal cell phone number.
And by the way,
Chuck, the gas station down there is probably going to have a car wash.
Well, I don't mind that, but it's just these ones that, with the
tunnel, just a tunnel car wash.
Right? Tunnel car wash with the free vacuums. Yeah.
Yes.
There's so many of them. Like the first one I went to was in Columbus. Like you get your own rag. Like you have to clean your own car, right? And I just found it very interesting. I'm like, wow, this is kind of fun. You know, it's a fancy little service, and then you go out and you dry it off and sweep it off. But you're right. There's one person there, and they're all these vacuums,
Well, Perrysburg did a moratorium because they said there was this was in the Mirror, so 11 car washes in the city proper.
I think there are two or three in that new section that used to be the French Quarter, that whole new build out.
There's one of the fancy ones, right?
I think there's two, and then there's one across the road. One's pretty dilapidated, so there's four within, I don't know, maybe a 5-iron.
The article said 11 car washes in the city of Perrysburg proper. Yeah.
A lot of dirty cars.
Well, I don't know, these different franchises, just like, McDonald's versus Burger King, one company does the marketing and the other company builds across the street. Do we know if Lieutenant Leach is going to be here tonight?
I sent him an email last week and told him that we were having a meeting tonight. Conversation with him, but I did point it out to him.
Because he wasn't here last month. I didn't know. We haven't had any concerns. I haven't heard anything or have we about the golf carts
in
the summer?
Are we on?
Yeah.
Yes. Have we heard any golf cart
concerns for non-licensed motorized vehicles?
Not that I know of.
All right. Do we want to, and I read Gary Coons Jr.'s email. Is that something, Dawn, do we need to research further or clarify our zoning code or what would you?
Before tomorrow's hearing? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and especially with our BZA, because they need to clearly understand things that they might not be working with every day or as often as we do. So, yep, I would like them to be really well informed from a township point of view. But unfortunately, you just told me the township point of view is our zoning code, and our zoning code says bed and breakfasts, which aren't well defined, are allowed in agricultural. So up to 10 guests, according to this house, can stay there, right? That's not a hotel.
Wow. It's not zoned agricultural over there. It's zoned residential, right?
It's zoned AR. It's the problem. Is it? It's not AR, though. In reality, that's a neighborhood just like your neighborhood.
Right.
But that's old world zoning.
Right. I didn't know it was on AR over there.
No, and I have something on my calendar, or I would be there 4:30 on Tuesday saying this shouldn't happen. And I'm happy to sit out there today. It's in our packet.
Mm-hmm. That hearing's tomorrow?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, okay.
Right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Is it tomorrow?
Go pull out the calendar.
Oh, I can go tomorrow.
I'll just ask.
Yeah.
What I would do.
So I'm happy to discuss it out there, tomorrow. Chuck. So this board can...
Fourth Tuesday is next Tuesday.
It's next Tuesday.
Okay. Good to know.
You'll still come tomorrow.
So, yes, his correspondence can be discussed in the meeting, and then there can be some discussion about it. Because, again, I've been saying VRBO can't happen in this township. It will cause a whole raft of problems we haven't even thought about. And, you know, I thought that that was a universal policy. It's like I have to study every page of the zoning resolution.
BZA is not tomorrow. It's next week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we had that issue with the quarry rental for the Solheim Cup last year. Yeah.
The quarry, there's somebody on Mill Ridge that wants to do it, and it's like, no. And the OTA has done the work, right? They have language that this doesn't fit, and they've kept it out of the state legislature. They haven't let it pass. So... Right. We can't have it happen. We can't be the ones to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we could put something in our zoning code, but whatever if the legislature passes something, it's
going to... Then we're
right now.
It hasn't happened yet,
correct.
So we're still great.
Right.
This one, we say bed and breakfast, but we don't even define what a bed and breakfast is. It's 2 bedrooms, it's 4 bedrooms, it's 12 guests, it's 3 guests, you have to pay a state lodging tax. I mean, there's lots... blank. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that leaves room for interpretation, and I don't think we should have interpretation on this issue.
No, I agree with you. It's something that, we need, you know, it's like green parking, you know, we need to define it, put in our zoning code, and then, I won't say codify it, but is that a...
I don't know what that means.
Make it a code.
Make it a code.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, make it a code.
Make it a rule. That's right. You've been mentioning
not the fish.
I only thought of VRBO. Sorry, I didn't think of a bed and breakfast. And I know that the tourist thing in AR is the tourist. It's a farm thing. It's not a tourist thing, right?
Agritourism.
There.
Agritourism. Yeah.
Put them together. is a difficult issue, and this might fall under that issue, but I'd like us to have time to study. So, yeah, I would like to postpone that for not till next Tuesday, but a month from now, so we have a little bit of time to work with it.
Can we delay something like that?
I don't know that we're allowed to delay a BZA meeting.
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know.
Can they continue it till the following month?
That would be up to the board.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they didn't have a quorum.
And if people did, exactly. And then if there was a reason, if the applicant couldn't make it and would request,
right,
to be postponed or to continue it, or people were sick.
But I cannot show up next Tuesday, or I would. No, and all three of us obviously can't show up next Tuesday, because that would be something else. It's just a very big issue for this township, and I did not know it was on our docket, and I know it was on Eric's report, so I don't know how the wires didn't connect with me, my issue, right? I don't know how that happened.
Well, I mean, Eric's report is a lot of information in there. It just, you do the same thing. You read it, and you read it, read it, and it doesn't, like, okay, and then it's just like you don't realize what it is until the hearing and they start asking questions. Yeah.
You're right. And yeah. So there were six cars there. How are six cars going to fit in your driveway? Six cars wouldn't fit in any of my neighbor's driveways, right? Like, that's not how we're built. We're a residence. We're not
And it's a conditional use. The conditions, two cars, four people, those kinds of things, that's what the job of the BZA is, to prevent problems in the neighborhood, traffic problems.
Because per junior, they're parking in his dad's area, yeah.
So that's just a no. That just is not allowed.
So if they break that, they lose their conditional use because
violated their conditional use and revoke the...
But are you there, Dawn? Do they understand this? You know, I appreciate the time and effort they put in, right? But they aren't faced with this every day like a lawyer is, or like,
I will be there. I wasn't there. I have had some information, not just in the correspondence, but I've also talked to zoning, and there appears to be a good dialogue to address these kinds of things with the board. I mean, they're trying to be very thoughtful, and they're trying to be very thoughtful.
Okay. So you're telling me, that's going to use a cuss word, to calm down.
Let the process work itself through, yeah.
Right. It's just a super important issue, and I know we have a lot of super important issues on our plate, so it's easy to let one of them that isn't pressing, because they're all...
What always happens, it's pressing and then we try to catch up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's one of those
we're always behind.
Challenges of growth.
That should be looking into...
I think it's new world, right? Yeah. You can advertise on VRBO, you can be on Airbnb, you can, like, so people think, oh... It'd be easy to be a vacation rental. If you just talk to the city of Toledo, the problems they're having with it, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Palm Springs is a perfect example of the horrors of VRBO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Myrtle Beach, Hilton Head, Naples, or Squatters. Hey, I'll rent it for a week and I just won't move.
Yeah. That would be bad.
So is this going to be under correspondence?
Yeah, I'll add that. Harold, did you see that with the state budget passing, the bid threshold was raised to $75,000?
Oh, I didn't see that.
I saw it was raised. I didn't know it passed.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
So I don't know how many we have in that slot of 50 to 75. I
have had not, in the last week, I have not had any further conversations with Mr. Harris regarding the residential TIF. Have you?
I have. You know, I was scheduled for a meeting on Friday at 11, and I got here about 10:30, and got sick. And Harold had to replace me. So Dawn and Harold held the meeting then.
Okay.
So they can fill you in. I was under the weather.
Are we...
I looked good.
Are they working with the county then towards an agreement?
No.
No? Or ODOT?
Well, I guess we should decide which property we're talking about. If you're talking about Stone Creek area, that we identified their attorney, who was not the one that was in the room with us. So I have a phone call. When I was out of the office Friday afternoon, their attorney called me. I called him back today. He was out of the office. So we're trying to connect to discuss a residential TIF, putting in their... They're willing to put in Stony Creek, and any other nearby properties that may come along, like maybe those around the Four Corners over here. So that's going forward. Should I keep going? We need to have a meeting regarding the residential portion around the southeast corner. Probably we'll need to have executive session to discuss that. I've got some information.
Tonight?
If you like, that okay. Would be good.
So that would be contract negotiations.
Well, litigation, it's a case, it's the consent decree issues. So.
Okay, litigation.
And then as far as getting, we reiterated that we need to get all the parties together, so they're going to try to get their attorney, the partners, the county, and us together to talk about moving the residential TIF over here forward. And am I missing something?
Don't think so.
Okay.
But they realize it's, you know, this isn't up to us because that's ODOT's project. The roundabout is ODOT's project.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
And the road work.
Yes.
So
Trudy brought up earlier the sewer TIF discussion we had yesterday, or putting more parcels in a TIF. And where we left that last time was we were going to get a map of the TIFs we have in place, or an Excel spreadsheet, mm-hmm. or something.
And I do have those.
Okay.
I do have those. I can email them to you.
Okay. We want to know what's already in a TIF.
Yes. I can email that information to you.
Right?
And we identified a couple parcels here that can't be in the residential TIF. That
and on your spreadsheet, you would mark them residential or commercial or mixed use.
All we have in place are commercial.
Okay.
That's cool. All we have. We're working on, this is a commercial here. Those are all commercial properties, but there were, like you said, a couple of them that were already
in one. And they weren't,
one.
You found out they were not in the original TIF.
Montclova downtown, is it in a TIF, commercial
yes.
TIF, or not?
It is.
So
it is.
Those, that's in an existing TIF?
Yes.
Which one? Which TIF do you know?
Interchange.
Interchange, okay.
Yeah.
We don't have any other TIF, just
Airport.
The interchange.
Airport.
Airport. Now, I have the maps of the airport TIF and the interchange TIF. the spreadsheets are just a list of parcels.
Which so doesn't help us much,
the,
right?
I have to put the well, spreadsheet together.
And here, I don't know if you're able to do this, but like a map like that, like blue.
I'll show you exactly what it looks like.
You know, blue is this TIF, green is this TIF, pink is
residential.
I mean, I'm oversimplifying it.
But nothing ever happened with that email that Trudy's showing because it's already been done.
Oh, yeah, we did not need to take any action.
There you go. Got it.
Correct.
We all got it now.
We will need to take action because there's a couple of parcels on here. That's what we were checking that need to be pulled off. We fine-tune this, and then we will move forward with getting our notice to the school and have our hearing. So that's what we learned in the last 7 days.
Okay. We're moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And on top of that, we have some residential TIFs
that
popping
are
up.
In place.
Yep.
That are
working
in
progress. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. We're TIF happy. I think that will make a huge impact in Monclova's future, much like the Jeds and Jeds did.
Well, it shores up our funding stream for the future, yeah.
Right. That, that interchange.
Well, hopefully we'll get, would we write a check for $4.5 million?
Right. Hopefully we'll get it all back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Park improvements. Did we have any other questions of Eric or Matt before we go out there? Eric snagged me in the hallway. He said he did have a conversation with somebody from the Metro Parks about green parking. And as far as the definition and potential grant applications. So.
Great. I hope it keeps moving forward.
Is the executive session tonight just on that issue, or is it on personnel tonight also?
That's what I put down. I didn't know.
I thought it was just on this issue.
Yeah, we didn't get anything from...
What's that issue?
Wages and...
I just have questions. If it's listed as personnel, then I can ask them.
You can go to executive.
Well, we're having an executive session.
Yeah, we
but
are.
But he's got to name
that. I'm just saying, add.
Add it.
Personnel, wages and salaries.
Yes.
Personnel.
Compensation, I believe, is the...
And then the other one is the litigation. So there are two issues for executive.
Litigation, contract negotiation,
yes.
Personnel and wages. How about I just say D, all of the above, versus E, none of the above. So if I'm reading this, Eric's report, it looks like Tolson is inquiring about a gas station at the northeast corner of Briarfield and 20A.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Eric's report?
Yeah.
Harvey.
Tolson Investments, Mike Capoletti, working with a local gas station convenience, are interested in the location for a gas station, asking about the zoning plan review process, etc. Oh, look at this.
Pass it on. This is the interchange TIF. And what we've done, we've numbered the parcels, and then we have a spreadsheet that has these numbers and then the corresponding parcel number.
So this is downtown Monclova.
Yes.
the one 18A2?
20, 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25.
Yeah. Okay.
Why is that one red?
Because it's special.
I know. I wondered what its special was.
I believe that was because this map was made when we did the TIFF, and I believe that was red because we didn't really know the exact size.
So all these are vacant? No.
Well, they were when it was...
Yeah.
When the TIFF was
okay.
put into place, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still
in December
but
yeah. 19.
Well, it looks like the church on Strayer's on there. 29. Is that the church?
Yes.
Sure? Yeah.
Yes.
And Brandywine, the golf course, yeah.
Yes. We even have the little space between the BP station and Bob Evans over there.
I see that, yeah.
We left no stones unturned.
But it's not on downtown Monclova, so that's why you're updating that list, and we will be taking action.
No, it is. This is the only vacant parcels in downtown Monclova. Because next to it, then you're going to have the house.
That's how little it is. See, I picture it. Okay, sorry. I just picture it much bigger. Yeah. Okay, follow you. Sorry.
And we have a similar map for the airport JEDZ. I can print that for you if you'd like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll keep it in my file and never refer back to it. It'll be real sad.
The airport TIFF, excuse me.
That's a development that the Nasty Baker is going to make a whole bunch of money off, that little postage
stamp
right there.
Which one?
Yep.
Oh.
It's where the Home Depot is going.
Yeah.
According to our land use plan. Yeah. I'm familiar with it now. Now, thank you.
Which leads to another question, speaking of Home Depot, because somebody says, well, you guys aren't going to let a Dollar General go in there. I said...
Go in where? Right over there?
Next to Freestays.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
I would hope not, but I said, that's not the highest and best use, in my opinion. But, you know, it's one of those deals. Again, it's just like, how much do you want the government to dictate what you can? It's like, you know, all this stuff.
It's probably allowed.
Yeah. C2, right?
I heard someone wants to only start the Anthony Wayne General Store instead of the Dollar General. Like an old school thing. They said, if it's developed, that's what they want to put in. Okay, that'd be a nice downtown.
Like a Ben Franklin, where they had art supplies and candy and clothes. And yeah.
There's still a Ben Franklin in Bowling Green.
I know. I've been to it plenty of times. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Swanton, so I went to the Ben Franklin all the time.
What's the Edward Jones used to be a Ben Franklin in Maumee. They're on Wayne Street next to the retro candy shop, yeah. Hmm. All right. Any other additions to the agenda? All right.
We're up to speed. Should be quick.
Correspondence, we're going to talk about B&Bs and the executive session. We got litigation, contract negotiation, personal wages.
Got it.
Oh, I did find something going through my notes. I thought this was dated June 5th. So, Monclova Road at Waterville Monclova Roundabout. Monclova Township share of cost of construction is $71,376.
And that's
this just a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question to Mr. Panuski and Stormer would be, if we're contributing $70,000+, shouldn't we
not have to do maintenance or negotiate or get a better landscaping up front if they want these kind of contributions in the future?
Did you have any conversation? You said you was meeting with him, I thought, the next day or something. Did you have any conversation asking for our $5,000 per roundabout?
I have not. I'm playing phone tag with Mike Stormer.
Yeah, and I...
And I have not made connection with him. We've been back and forth for a week.
Yeah, I left him a message as well. I invited, wanted to invite him to the LCTA meeting on the 24th mm-hmm. of August, and I haven't played phone tag. He just never called me back.
Well, he calls me, but when he calls me, he calls. He must know when I'm not at my desk.
I think, Chuck, it's much like the bed and breakfast question. It's a much bigger picture for us, especially under this director, right? I don't know how long Mike Panuski plans to be in that role, but it seems to me that county engineers stay for a very long time. So if that's our model, they stay for a very long time, we're going to have a lot of roundabouts. It's not just going to be the three we're discussing now and the four that are already bad. It's going to be
right. Every
intersection in Monclova.
And eventually, yeah.
We're not going to have any control over that. So can we have a big conversation with Mike that says, Mike, there's got to be a better way to do this?
Well, and the two things, and I guess the questions for him is, you know, you go to, and I know this is ODOT, but 20A and Eber, it's mowed flat grass, nothing. You go to Cemetery and 64, and there's a big monument rock out there, which I'm sure is not a breakaway.
Which is what I want when you come into Monclova Township, that says Monclova Township.
And they're going to say that, you know.
Right, so if it's okay in these locations, Mike, it's okay on county roads too, and we have to maintain. Like, you got to give us more freedom with us maintaining or something.
Right.
And it's for everything here.
Exactly. Yeah, some consistency.
Right.
You know, if there's going to be...
All of our roundabouts look the same, except for maybe where you enter Monclova. I don't know. I'm making that up, right? We have three different styles, and that's how they're done.
Yeah. I mean, in my thought process would be, it costs $150,000, hypothetically, to build a roundabout. And out of that, we allocate $7,500 towards
the center.
The center. Okay, then we ought to be able to determine, at least the ones in the town, what that's going to look like so we have some consistency and as maintenance free as possible. And aesthetic.
And right now, he would tell you there has to be breakaway, it has to be, you know.
It's got to be mounted, there's got to be site vision.
Blah, 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 right? Okay, so I guess we could just agree with them, and that's what our whatever we're picking for Holloway and Salisbury could be our model.
And we've already told the county engineer.
That's what we want.
That we want the same thing that Springfield Township has in front of their building.
You've showed us a plan. It has a
yes.
Circle of trees.
Yes.
But the ones here are going to be
mini. I would still
like
to put a monument rock in it that says Monclova Township, but okay, I gave that battle up. So what's plan B? You want something different than the circle of trees.
Well, these are going to be mini roundabouts versus that's going to be a bigger one. So
So based on the size we have, like, it just seems to me like this should be pretty fairly simple.
Yeah.
And since we have state roads and what else in the township, I want them all the same.
Yeah.
Well, sorry,
and
Mike.
Why do ODOT standards? ODOT standards are different than the county standards. So ODOT says, you know, there's no mounting out here, and they got a monument sign out here on 64, or a big, I should say, sign. It's a rock.
Right. If ODOT thinks it's okay, county.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you
explain
convey.
It to me.
I don't know how you convey that to him, Harold. And we want to work with him, and we understand his end goal, but why can't he do anything we want to do? Like, why does he always say no to us?
Maybe we need to have another meeting with the trustees and sit down with him.
He'll say no in person.
He doesn't always say no.
No, he says, here are your three choices.
We get a great deal of help from the county engineer.
I understand they're a partner. I understand that. I'm talking about these roundabouts right now.
I know.
So if ODOT says it's okay, why does he say it's not okay? Why does he say I can only have it this way or that way? And he doesn't. He says no to our unusual requests or our...
Is it written down in stipulations through the county, through a manual saying this is what you can do, or is this what Mike Stormer is telling us?
No, they have
their rules and published regulations.
Standard, roundabout standards. Yes, they do. They absolutely do. It's 25F.
Okay. But I think the question is, it's their standards, but are those actual road standards?
Well,
is there a difference?
Yeah, ODOT standards are different than the county standards, obviously, because there's two examples of it right out here. Yeah,
apparently.
Which,
I just don't personally feel that we're in a position to tell the county what their standards should be.
No, I think what, and I don't want to speak for Barbara, is give us a little flexibility. You know, we want to work within your guidelines, but we want to make them as aesthetic as possible, but also as maintenance free as possible for Doug and his guys.
No, I think the weeds look good instead of Waterville, not Clover.
Yeah.
Trudy's going to mow them down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a resident just threaten to throw a road flare out in the three dead arborvitaes at my club and Wickerly. He goes, I'll just drive by and throw a road flare up. Burn them up. Don't do that. Sounds like we have, Matt told me out here in the hallway, we have our St. Jude Dream House issue resolved.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously they didn't anticipate the number of people, or maybe they did and didn't think about it, but it created a parking problem on Buckeye Drive. But our maintenance department has eight temporary no parking signs. They're set in concrete in buckets, and every year we take them out to Crimson Hollow when they have the neighborhood garage sale and set them up on the side of the street where the
Easily moved. And, yeah.
Yeah, they're not easily moved. We take them out there Friday afternoon and set them up, and we go out and get them Monday morning. And so that's our plan over here. This Friday afternoon, they'll set them up on Buckeye Drive on the side of the street where the hydrants are, so nobody will be able to park on that side. And they'll go get them Monday morning. And they'll do that 3 weekends in a row, and that should
We're fussy in Monclova. When people park on both sides of the road and I only have one lane to get through in my neighborhood, I'm like, this is crazy. Yeah. It's how you drive completely in Toledo, but in Monclova, we are not.
My neighbors complain when somebody parks in the street.
Oh, yeah. You can't park in the street.
Yeah. No. What do you got that big driveway for?
Uh-huh.
Because we don't like jockeying cars driving. You got two kids that are driving. It's just like, yeah.
Yep, nope. Sorry, Chuck. You don't get to park in the street. Yeah. We live in Monclova. No parking in the street. Mm-hmm. That isn't true. You can park in the street. Yeah. But today I had to do that. I had to drive through two cars.
Harold, I know you and Mike been playing phone tag. Does anybody have a problem? I'm a block from there, going over and talking to him. I'm a block away.
You're gonna do what you're gonna do.
I didn't ask that question.
I would advise against it.
I got called right away when I did that, but you know.
I would prefer that you not, but
Harold is our liaison. So when you see him in a public place, it's great to do that. But I did the same thing, Trudy. I called the engineer directly.
You did?
Yeah. He called Harold and said, what the hell is the trustee calling me for?
Called me and said, get her off my back.
Mm-hmm. Which is what he'll do.
No, I called him about the LCTA meeting, but I have not got a
I think that's acceptable.